Coming in here with the spot at linebacker wide open, how much does that help you getting ready every day, knowing you got a good shot to make this team?
Well, really, you know, coming in here, I'm just really, like, focusing on trying to get the plays down. And if I succeed with doing that and going to training camp, doing what I need to do, then hopefully it'll work out. But other than that, I'm just trying to get with the vets, learn the plays, and go from there.
The speed of the game, yeah, you'll really see it in training camp and the preseason games. But have you seen it pick up a little bit during the OTAs?
I mean, I really wouldn't say speed of the game. It's just more about the mental part of it, just knowing your assignments, everything assignments. But as far as that, you know, just getting into it, as you'll feel it as you go, you know, once you get the mental part down, then the game will come easy.
Coming in here, this locker room with the linebackers is really filled with veterans. How much does DeQuell and Jarrell and those guys help you out?
Oh, yeah, every day. Every day is some I got a question with, I can go to them guys and ask them. You know, they'll give a helping hand to me to help me out with the plays. You know, they taught me, just talked to me basically about being a pro, make sure you know what to do, what not to do, things, you know. So it's just a bit like another big brother type of feeling. So, you know, I'm appreciate that and I'm happy for it.
You haven't really gotten into the OTAs, just almost a week done, but is this kind of what you expected coming into the pros?
Yeah, a little bit, and it's a little bit more than what I expected. It's a lot faster than it is in college, and, you know, still kind of getting used to it, just kind of going with everything, still learning the plays a little bit, but all in all, I'm really enjoying myself here, and I'm glad to be a part of this team.
Who knows where you're going to play in a year or two, but left tackle right now, Anthony Costanzo. Good guy to learn from, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a very good guy to learn from. You know, he's really sound on his technique and all the plays. So being behind him right now is really an honor, and I'm happy that I get to work with him every day.
Some people look at Georgia State and say, well, smaller school. You don't look like you played at a small school. You've got a lot of experience.
Yeah, I mean, I had a bunch of really great coaches, starting with Mike Riddle as my O-line coach during the time Coach Curry was there. And Coach Curry was a really good coach. And then Trent Miles coming in, he's also a really big influence. And he brought in Harold Etheridge. And they just collectively, they all knew so much about the sport. They really helped me develop into where I am now.
Were you surprised when your name was called at all, or did you think the Colts were coming after you?
Well, I thought the Colts were coming after me, but I didn't know if they were going to draft me or not, because a lot of teams that I had talked to had been talking about free agency, and, you know, they kind of were touching on it a little bit and stuff like here and there. So when I did get the call, I was really surprised and really excited.